Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. On Sunday, the Giants take on the Denver Broncos in the Giants season opener, a day in which Bill Parcells will be honored at halftime for his Hall of Fame induction. So a big ceremony coming up at the half. If you're going to the game, you don't want to miss that. He's back. My co-host, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon.
You didn't mention a clear plastic bag.
That's coming.
You got that?
Yeah.
Along with the Happy New Year and
yes.
Listen.
And have a good fast. A quick fast.
Easy fast.
He was with us last week.
Listen.
Oh, look.
I appreciate the fact that, A, you acknowledged the Jewish New Year last week.
Really?
And, B, you acknowledged my absence. However, the photograph that you people put up was embarrassing. Now, granted, you can't make chicken salad out of you know what. However, next time, I can't get up because I'm wired in. Next time, do me a favor, use that one. Use that photograph.
Here's the photo.
Please.
Here's the photo. This is the photo that you want next time for
yourself?
Yes,
please.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
That's from the Super Bowl party after the Giants Patriots.
That is Super Bowl 46.
Fooch joins us. He's the one that actually brought
the picture. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
That picture's not in the post office, though. The one that I got was. Anyway, you know, Bobby, just when you thought you got out, this team, they drag you back in again with ball security. You know, I thought we were done with this, Paul. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to focus all show on high and tight. High and tight.
Why do you have it taped to your hand?
Whatever it takes
to get it done. You better use some duct tape.
Yeah.
Scotch tape is not going to get it done.
We might want to tape his mouth before this is over.
I'll save this for that.
To bring some sanity to all of this is Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. How are you, Paul?
I'm great. I didn't bring a prop like Fooch did, of course. But
this is important. Didn't you know how important this is?
I liked what your coach said this week when we were all asking and so obsessed with David Wilson. And he kind of opened his eyes and he said, he fumbled the football.
Right.
Yes, we know he fumbled the football. I have a feeling he won't do it again. Too soon. Twice.
Bobby. The ball is precious. And unfortunately, we have a dilemma here. We have a kid who has a lot of talent.
There's no dilemma.
No, there is a dilemma.
There's no dilemma.
We have a kid who has a lot of talent.
Right.
Who right now, we don't trust completely.
Who's we?
Holding.
This is like, who's the we the
you
people?
Got a,
what is
time
it?
Out. You got another prop
media,
in your pocket?
Capital W.
Huh? The media?
The media doesn't call the plays. Okay, it doesn't matter who
I don't
you
know if you've been listening,
that.
But they've been killing the kid. My point is, you wonder if it gets to him. You wonder if he's thinking about it. And until then,
of course he's thinking about it.
And until then, he is thinking about it.
The coach is mentioning it every 30
then,
seconds.
A young
and
player,
the coach is asked about it every 30 seconds.
Look, he's a young player.
Tell him why it's not a dilemma.
Here's the deal. Last year, he was a rookie. His second NFL carry, he fumbles. Tom Coughlin says, thank you very much. You sit over here now. We have Ahmad Bradshaw. We have Andre Brown. We don't need you right now. You concentrate on kickoff. We concentrate on kickoff return.
We don't have that this year.
Andre Brown's got a broken leg. Right. Ahmad Bradshaw's with the Colts.
Right.
There is no dilemma. He's your first-round draft pick. I believe he gets the ball on the first series. He's the starting running back. There's nobody else behind him right now. Brandon
that
Jacobs
rah-rah
is ready.
Stuff is great.
It's not rah-rah.
But if he drops the ball
again,
you lose. That's the reality.
You don't know if you lose.
You'll lose it against the Peyton Manning if he starts dropping the ball again.
Well, look,
yes.
If he can't hold on to the ball, it's going to be a big problem.
Thank you.
It was a big problem in the opener. Look, this is not rocket science. We don't have to be Vince Lombardi to know that. You know, Bill Parcells the other day said he used to go into the meeting and he used to open the door to the running back's room and say, fellas, my running backs don't fumble.
As Thomas said, in the middle of all these David Wilson questions, we need David Wilson.
Period.
Okay?
Period.
So that's...
Right.
There's no dilemma.
All right. Well, we're
get it fixed.
All right. When we come back, what we're going to do, and he's got his football secured with the tape. When we come back, we're going to answer some of your questions via Twitter as we continue with Giants Online on Giants.com. Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. If you're coming to the game on Sunday, remember the new NFL bag policy. This is very important. All 32 teams in the NFL for security. You must bring a clear plastic bag. It could be no larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. If you're bringing a purse or small handbag, between 4.5 and 6.5 inches. Once again, folks, if you're bringing a camera or binoculars, you cannot bring the case. It must be in a strap around your neck. Go to Giants.com for all the details. All right, every week we like to ask questions.
That was good.
Via Twitter, you like that?
I'm glad you remembered restrictions.
What happens if you bring a taped-on football? You allowed in the building like that?
as long as you hold it high and tight.
Yeah? Is that okay?
All right, our questions via Twitter. You ready?
Yeah.
At Giants. Mm-hmm. This one is from at MD_NYG011. What will Brandon Jacobs bring to the Giants?
This is not Brandon Jacobs circa 2008. He just isn't. I find it very troubling that he comes to this team, and last year with the 49ers, he did nothing. You know, he was irrelevant. He had a bad knee. He couldn't get on field and, you know, went crazy on Twitter, and Harbaugh finally got rid of him. In time, I think he can bring toughness, blocking. That's the thing. David Wilson, we talked about him not holding on to the ball. No. He was a disaster in
he can pass
picking
block
up the
Brandon.
Blitz. You know, Brandon Jacobs is like a tight end. So I think on third down, you put him on one side. That rusher is not getting past him. I think that's the main thing he's going to bring. I really do.
He can bring some leadership. He can bring some physicality with the ball.
A physical presence.
Hopefully in short yardage, a physical presence. And again, he's a guy that the young running backs are going to look up to. So hopefully he's still got something left in the tank.
The one thing is about the leadership. You always have to be careful. People look up to leaders when they play and do things on the field.
Right.
If he's not playing and doing much and he's kind of a shell of himself.
No, he has to lead by example.
He's got to be a player.
He's got to lead by example in the meeting room, in the running back's meeting room. He's got to lead by example out on the practice field. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, he's got to lead by example.
Let's not make a mistake. These guys understand that this guy's a veteran. He's accomplished a lot.
Absolutely.
He's been a part of two Super Bowls. So they understand. They know that this big dog there, he got it done. So they're
going
to look at him and go, hey, if he says let's do it this way, it's for a reason.
Hey, here's the other thing. The guy hasn't played since the Super Bowl.
Played two games last year.
Super Bowl 46. He's fresh. He's fresh. I'm telling you, he's fresh.
And mentally, he might be fresh, too.
There's no question. Listen. He's a human being. I know that we sometimes forget that. He's a human being who didn't have a job.
He's thrilled. This is his dream come true.
Right.
He's back with his team. He's back with the Giants.
He tried to get here
about it.
Sooner.
This is his swan song.
He just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Right,
we got more questions.
At Eric D103, can the O-line hold up and improve their run blocking?
Yes.
As soon as they get healthy, yes, I believe that they can.
I think David Boss is going to play this week. You know, he's a practice field. That makes a big difference. He's a better player. He's a better center than Kevin Booth is. Kevin Booth is a better left guard than James Brewer is.
And Pugh gets another week now of experience where, obviously, more reps that kid gets, the better he's going to be.
And Von Miller is nowhere near the field, which helps the whole offensive line.
And last one, at Open Your Mind wants to know, why does it take Eli four quarters to start rolling?
What? Did he watch?
I'm going to tell you something. That guy on Sunday night was throwing pills.
That guy?
Yeah.
The throw he made to Reuben Randall
to
get the ball in the midfield was a pretty
he was
sick
throwing
throw.
Pills.
Even the throw to Cruz was. I mean, it was.
And
it was
Nick, look, he's Eli Manning. We've come to expect this. He always throws well in, against the Cowboys.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, more conversation as we get you set for the Giants and Broncos as we continue with Giants Online. Back here on Giants.com, Giants Online. All right, so it's the Giants and the Broncos. How does this team slow down Peyton Manning?
That is a great question.
Slow him down, stop him.
Unfortunately, seven touchdowns, no interceptions. What, the greatest performance since, what, Y.A. Tittle? To me...
Who will be in the building.
To me, it's the worst matchup that you can have. However, saying that, I was impressed with the Giants' defense because they were put in some tough situations.
Wait a second. Don't change the tone of this whole show. I'm sitting here enjoying all the negativity.
I'm going to give props. I'm going to give some props to the Giants' defense.
Don't put a positive light on anything.
I was surprised a little bit that they were able to get the Cowboys off the field on third down, and I thought that they did an admirable job in their run defense. But Peyton is another story. So I'm looking at a guy who's going to throw for a lot of yards, unfortunately, on Sunday against your defense.
He's a monster. But when the monster comes in after seven touchdowns, it's a big problem. But I think what the Giants can do is keep the ball in front of them. Make Peyton march down the field with 12, 13, 14 plays. That's when your team is at its best, and maybe they'll make a mistake. Maybe you hold them to a field goal. You don't let them beat you over the top. That's the only way with this guy.
The best thing the Giants can do is hold on to the football. That's the best thing the Giants can do.
And they got to score when they get in the red zone. But I think that the thing that I took away from the Dallas game was the play of the defense, considering that JPP was just coming back. Patterson, Jenkins, Rodgers, Tuck, all those guys played well. Pacinger was active. Right. Jaquan Williams and the secondary.
Terrell Thomas looked
they did a wonderful job. Yeah.
And even Webster, who is obviously a lot of people have lost faith in him. Hey, nice game.
Listen, if I'm the defense on Sunday night in Dallas, you know, national anthem, excitement. I'm going to go over and have another cup of Gatorade and get ready to go in.
Oh, by the way, get on the field. They're on the 15-yard line.
One play in, you got to go defend at the minus 15, and they hold them to a field goal. As Tom said this week, what else do you need to get excited? Right.
And they gave the team the ball back at the end of the game twice.
Yes.
The only pet peeve I have is that, you know, second straight year, your defender somehow gets caught on the one-yard line, which totally changes the game. Because if they score, they're the Giants. That's a totally different game. And, you know, Murray made a great play. But, again, the second straight year against the Cowboys, your defender cannot get in the end zone, and you got to settle for a field goal.
We got to hit Peyton. Back to the Peyton Manning.
Yeah, look.
We got to hit Peyton
Manning. Jason Pierre-Paul said the other day, I played terrible. He had 52 snaps. I said, how many of them did you like? He said, none of them. I don't like any of them. So
he had one sack.
A year, a 1 week removed from that, how do you stop Peyton? Maybe JPP sits on him a few times. That would be
good. And here's the other thing. I think it was Tuck who talked about the approach with the rush against Romo, where there was a sense of trying to contain him. Peyton Manning is not as mobile as Tony Romo is.
Brilliant. Brilliant observation.
All right.
I studied a lot
of
film.
We're out of time. Your prediction for this week?
We're out of bandwidth?
Yeah, prediction. Gummy ball.
I thought last week the Giants would fall 34-31. They lost 36-31. But I cannot see the Giants starting this year 0-2. That's the only reason I'm going to pick them 35-31.
Paul? Because whenever they start 0-2, they win the Super Bowl sometimes. But
that's irrelevant. Let's not bank on that one this year,
I just think buy low, sell high. The Broncos are up here now. The Giants are down here. I think these teams are more like this. Giants at home, I think the Giants are going to win.
There you go. Easy, fast.
Have an easy, fast.
Have an easy, fast.
Thank you.
And have some ball security.
On a weekly basis.
Ball security.
We're out of time.
Easy, fast, slim, fast.
Very good. All right, we're out of time. Remember, if you're coming to the game, special halftime ceremony, Bill Parcells will be honored for his Hall of Fame induction. And remember the Giants bag policy. Go to Giants.com for the details. We'll see you next week here on Giants Online on Giants.com.